Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 6:43. Welcome back. Bob Mitchell in for Tommy Tucker. One of my favorite things to talk about is LSU football. And we're going to welcome to the show Amos Morrell, our very own Amos Morrell, who has the great job of being with the LSU Tigers in Atlanta getting ready for the Peach Bowl. How many Tiger fans do we have roaming the streets of Atlanta right now?
Well, I got to tell you, last night, that was when I really started to see them pour in.
So what kind of game are you looking for? Is there any concern? Because what I'm hearing from fans and actually some people in the media are even suggesting that maybe Coach O needs to rest some of these players. Like, this game's already won. This game is not already won.
No, absolutely not. And I'll tell you, O and that staff are not treating it like it's absolutely won. They're definitely looking at it. They see the threat. They see that Oklahoma's got, all the awards LSU won. Oklahoma had guys that were either the runner-up or a finalist for as well. So they understand that this is a really talented team. It's a team that can present some matchup problems. So they're taking it seriously.
Yeah, I mean, LSU defense especially better in no way take this team for granted.
No, absolutely not. I mean, they've got a quarterback who's passed for, over 3,600 yards and rushed for over 1,000. So, they've got a guy that knows how to get the ball down the field, mm-hmm. move it. They've got a wide receiver in CeeDee Lamb that's just been one of college football's best for years. A very experienced O-line, and then their defense. LSU, you talk to anyone around the program, and they're all saying that this is probably the fastest defense they've seen all season. So, they definitely recognize that this is, a team that can pose a threat. And, they're not expecting to go in there and have one of those, play the freshman in the fourth quarter games at all.
So you don't expect them to rest any players?
Oh, no. I think you're going to see everyone that needs to be out there, because LSU is taking this very seriously, and they don't want to be in a situation where, they're looking at, maybe if we played them all four quarters or, if we played this guy. Well, I think.
I'm all right if you have a few injured players that it's kind of iffy if you should bring them back. I have no problem resting them, but I just seem to have a problem. I hear from a lot of people in the media, it's like, oh, this game's in the bag. This is just another step. We don't have to worry about that. All we have to do is focus in on the championship game. Well, if you don't focus in on this game, there won't be any championship game.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. And, Oklahoma, that's a team that definitely has championship aspirations. They didn't start the season, wanting to play in a semifinal, mm-hmm. just like LSU didn't. So, to say that this game is in the bag, I think would be a far cry. Now, I do think LSU has a lot of advantages, with starting with quarterback. You got Joe Burrow in your center. You got three incredibly talented receivers that have 10 touchdown catches or more. If Clyde Edwards-Helaire doesn't play, you're going to have some really talented running backs back there. So it's by no means going to be a simple task to beat this Oklahoma team.
Well, did you have a good Christmas?
Oh, yeah. Got to catch up on a few things. Obviously, running around with this media sessions, got a little backed up on the work here, but caught up, went and had a nice dinner, so it was a good Christmas.
Well, I got something for Christmas that I did not expect it from my granddaughter. I got a jar of grass, LSU grass, from the field when they were letting people go in and get part of the turf.
So she went and braved that strong line to grab you some?
She went and did that. So, I have a true piece of history. I'm going to try. I don't know. I'm going to try to see if I can find anyway, maybe a couple of roots that are not dead, maybe plant them in my backyard. But it was a gift that just, I did not expect that because I thought of going. But when I saw some of the video of people there, I said, I got no shot at this. Well, she's a junior at LSU, and her name is Grace, and she went through all that crowd just to get me some grass. So that was good. It was really one of those gifts when I opened it, I just went, oh, all right. So, well, Amos, hopefully you and I will be talking after the game, and we will say, we knew it all along. We knew it. We knew they were going to blow them out.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.